Welcome, everyone. I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Kimberly Maroney. We have people joining us from all over the world today for this Angel on Call experience, and I am very happy that we are coming together at this time for this amazing experience together. The purpose of the angels is to bring us into connection with divine love. You are here because you are feeling this connection with divine love. Love is all about connecting with the source of divine love. And to me, that's God. So what is your word for that source of divine love? As we connect to the source, we are able to connect with each other, to share that love, and to come into union. Many people are feeling called to service. They're feeling called to connect. They're feeling called to come together. And our class, Angel on Call, is all about experiencing union with the source, with angels, with divine love, and with each other for the purpose of fulfilling our soul calling. I asked you to do a survey, and many of you have completed that survey. And of those who have completed that survey, 99% say that they feel they have a spiritual calling. And of that, 40%, so a little under half, don't know how they're being called. You're not sure what your calling is or how you're being called. So that's what we're looking at today. We're looking at how to gain clarity on how you are being called and what you are being called to, so that you can take the next steps in satisfying, in answering, in responding to this inner calling that you are experiencing. Angel on Call, you know, I kind of laugh a little bit about it because it's a play on words. So from one side, it means that you are connected with the angels who are on call for the needs in life, so that when you need them, you call on them and they respond. So you are connected to the angels who are on call. And from another perspective, it means that you're the one, you are the angel, you are the earth angel who is on call responding to guidance from spirit. That's what it feels like to be an angel on call. It means that we are in this flow, that sometimes we're calling on spirit, we're calling on angels to step in and provide intervention, and sometimes we're the angel that's being called to step in and provide intervention. Also, as I was reading those surveys, 70% of the people who have responded have had some sort of a personal angelic experience. And of those, many of you reported to me experiences in cars where there was some sort of an accident or an incident in the car or around cars. Some accident happened and you miraculously were able to come through what should have been devastating without a scratch or a bruise. And in fact, one of the people in our group here actually saw a hand. There was a car careening across the freeway toward her, and she tried to get out of the way. She prayed, and she saw a hand lift this rolling car away from her and set it on its wheels, and the driver crawled out shaken but uninjured. And she was able to say, I saw this hand reach down and grab your car and save you. So those of you who are on the line or on the call with us in this group have had some truly remarkable experiences with the angels. So as we start, I want to start with a connection meditation. Let's take a deep breath and just relax as we connect in sacred circle, in sacred love, with divine love, with the angels. So close your eyes and take a few deep breaths and just relax. Let go of any doubts or fears or worries or concerns that you might have. And just relax. You don't need to know anything or figure anything out or do anything. You can simply be present and be embraced by the love of the angels. Breathe and relax. And as you breathe, we are dropping deeper and deeper within. And as we breathe and relax and connect, our angels are gathering around us to help us come together. The angels have prepared for us a sacred room, a sanctuary of love and light and wisdom. They have prepared this room for us to gather outside of time and space. So it doesn't matter whether you are listening at the same moment I'm speaking or whether you're listening to the recording later. All of our souls are here together outside of time and space. There are hundreds of us from many countries around the world. And there are millions of angels with us today. This is very sacred time. And the heavenly hosts are here in multitude to help you feel the love and support that you need. To help you feel that you are connected. To help you connect with the kindred souls that are here. As we gather together, we are connecting in oneness, in union. Can you feel that? Many of you said in the survey that you feel isolated or alone. In truth, you are not alone. You are never alone. Our angels are with us always. They never leave us for a blink in all of eternity. It is us who lose our way and forget that we can turn to them at any moment. And it doesn't matter whether or not you can perceive that they are there. They are. Can you feel the place in your soul that knows this truth that your angels are with you? I can feel your souls whispering, yes, yes, yes. And as we come together, my inner vision opens. It turns on or it activates. Is that happening for you? And as I look through my inner vision, I see us gathered in a beautiful place. It's a beautiful sanctuary. The way I'm experiencing it, the walls, the room itself is round. And the walls are a soft light. They're not a solid wall like we have in this room, in this world. They are a soft white that has substance. But it is luminescent and it is emitting the most amazing love. And the floor is like this too in my experience. How is it for you? Each of us has a unique experience. So as I'm describing it, notice what your experience is. And your experience is also true. So in my experience, the floor looks kind of like a veined white marble with gold. It's actual veins of gold running through this beautiful, exquisitely beautiful, radiant, like a marble floor. And the floor is also alive. It's not hard and cold like marble in our world. It's soft and warm and vibrant and alive. There's a life force coming through the floor and the walls. How is it for you? And as each one of your souls arrives, you're coming in two different ways. One is like, it's Scotty, beam me up. It's like you just kind of blink in or you appear in. Oh, some of you are doing it kind of Harry Potter style, where you're floating down with your little feet, walking until you softly touch the ground. And some of you are coming in, as if now the walls have opened up into kind of like pillars. And in between the pillars, there are openings. And many of your souls are walking in from between those pillars into our sacred place. As each of you comes in, you know your place. You go to it. You have been here many times before. And in your place is the most comfortable, there's two things. Okay, so there's a most wonderful, comfortable seat that some of you are in now. But most of us have come together, we're standing, and we're in a circle with our arms around each other, with our foreheads together. And we are connecting in such love and such sweetness. Can you feel that? And as I talk, those of you who are seated in chairs are getting up and coming into this circle. And more are joining us now in this circle of love. It's no coincidence that you have joined this group. We are coming together in a soul group. At the soul level, we have been together for many thousands of years and many lifetimes. At the soul level, we all know each other intimately. And as we look into each other's eyes, there's a recognition and a love. Can you feel that? Look around with your inner vision. Look into the eyes of the souls who have gathered here and feel that love, that loving recognition, that care. This particular soul group came into being to give each other a particular kind of love and support that is rare. The reason that some of you are feeling alone and abandoned is that you have become, some part of you is feeling this connection at the soul level and is missing it tremendously in life. So the feeling of being abandoned and alone means that your soul is calling you back in to these experiences of oneness that are so remarkable. So in a sense, if you are feeling alone and abandoned, that is a blessing, because that is a direct symptom that your soul is specifically calling you back into experiences of oneness. Such as this one now. Can you feel that? Can you feel how satisfying and nurturing this connection of love is? We see you. We see the truth of your soul. When we look into each other's eyes, we see each other's soul calling. We see each other's gifts and value. Can you feel that? Many in your survey said that you want to share your gifts, but you are afraid. You don't know how. You don't have the confidence. This is how you get that confidence. It doesn't come from your little human self. It comes from your soul connection. It comes from feeling the qualities of soul that are yours, of witnessing the treasures of soul that are yours, and calling them forth into your human life to use. Take a moment now to just notice, what are some of the qualities of soul that are yours? I'm going to name a few to help you get started. Love, connection, compassion, tenderness, sweetness, fortitude, determination, courage, generosity, kindness. Those are just a few. What are your soul qualities? What is the one quality that you can always count on, no matter what? That quality for me is that I never give up. It doesn't matter what's happening in my life. It doesn't matter how much has gone wrong all at the same time, or how sick I've gotten, or what I've lost. The one soul quality that I know I can always count on is that I don't give up. I keep going. I keep searching for the answers, for the way out, for a deeper connection with God, for clearer guidance, for a clearer vision or a clearer path. I just simply don't give up. And in that, I eventually find my way out with the use of my other soul qualities, such as love and kindness and generosity and fortitude and determination and courage. I have the courage to try new things. I have the fortitude and the determination to go forward even when I'm afraid. Even when people don't understand what I'm doing or they can't understand me, I have the courage to go ahead anyway. What is it for you? What are your soul qualities? Allow yourself to feel fortified and strengthened by these qualities of soul. Claim them. Breathe them into your physical body. Breathe them into your physical world. Write them down. I suggested that you come to this session with pen and paper or pencil or whatever you've got, or your iPad. I don't care what it is. What are your soul qualities? Write them down so that you don't forget. Can you feel the love and the joy and the celebration that's happening as our souls unite? Can you feel how much support and care is here? Breathe it in and call it into your physical world, into your life. And as I look around, our guardian angels are with each one of us. For most of us, the guardian angel is on the right shoulder. But for a few, the guardian's on the left. So notice where your guardian is. And if you ask, your guardian will put a hand on your shoulder so that you can feel that they are there or know that they are there. Do you see them? Can you hear them? Do they have a message that they're whispering in your ear? Listen now. I hear them saying, "We are here. We love you. In you, we are pleased." And there are many other angels with us in our sacred sanctuary. Each one of you has a team of angels that is guiding and supporting you in your spiritual calling. Can you feel them, or see them, or know that they are there with you? Maybe you hear them. In addition to them, the archangels are here with us. Archangel Michael is protecting us and keeping us in an embrace of only love and truth here. There is only love and truth in this space. Archangel Raphael is here with healing. Archangel Gabriel is here with our soul calling. Archangel Zadkiel is here with the power of prayer. Archangel Metatron is here with us. It's Metatron who has given us this special dispensation to hold our experience outside of time and space. So as I mentioned a few minutes ago, even if you are joining us through the recording, your soul is here with us now. And whenever you listen, that is now. We are all together in that now. Can you feel this experience of oneness and connection? Let it nourish you and bring you to peace. Can you feel that calm, peacefulness that is blanketing us with comfort? There is a sweetness to it that is, exquisite. Can you perceive that sweetness? And however it is perfect for you. Trust your experience. It may be different. Our angels are always with us at every moment, looking for opportunities to direct our attention within and to a connection of love. Can you feel the angels around you? There are many other thousands of angels here with us today. The mighty seraphim are here. Can you perceive them? They are the presence of love. They are the presence of glory and rejoicing. They lift us up into the Almighty. Can you feel that? And as we are being lifted up by the blessed seraphim, the Almighty has come to join us by whatever name, God, Holy Spirit, Jesus, the Mother, the Father. It doesn't matter what name you use or what perspective or what aspect comes to you receive that gift of comfort and that embrace of love. And as we go deeper into this experience with your angels, I'm going to play another song. This is We Are All Angels by Karen Drucker. Let the words of this song help you come together with God, with your angels, with the other souls in our group. We are all angels.
We are all angels who only have one wing. All angels searching for each other. All angels who cannot reach the sky. 'Cause we need each other to fly. Do you know there are angels in our midst? Can you hear them? Can you feel them? They're all around you, with you every day. Do you see them, or do you look the other way?
It's that man that I forgot to kiss as I hurried out the door. Well, that stranger that said hello, that I ignored, they are angels.
They are angels.
We are angels.
We are all angels who only have one wing. All angels searching for each other. My life gets so busy, time goes by so fast. I rush through the day trying to make each moment last. When I take the time to look around, I see sweet angels smiling back at me. Everywhere, at any time, I need to open up my eyes and see the beauty that surrounds me. Now I realize we are angels.
We are angels.
We are angels.
Of oneness. And in these experiences, our connection goes much deeper than the heart, much deeper even than the soul level. And yet, here we are at the soul level, Can you feel the love that's here as we connect? Gently breathe this love into your physical body, into your life. Don't leave it behind. Wiggle your hands and feet while you're still in the middle of it gently, and very gently open your eyes and bring this love into your body, into your heart, into your life. And I know it's a little hard to talk now, but we're going to take some sharing about this experience. When you talk about it, it helps you to discover more.
Yeah.
I've just unmuted the phone line, so if you're on the phone, you can just speak.
Oh, we might get on the phone line, Addie.
And yes, hello.
What's that?
Okay, I'm going to unmute. I'm going to mute you again for a minute. So if you have other things happening in your room, in where you are, you can use the mute feature on your phone, or you can press *6 to mute yourself out. And if you're joining us from the webinar page, I'd love to have you share your experience through the Ask a Question box. So once again, I'm going to unmute the phone, and if you don't want to be heard, you can use the mute feature on your phone or press *6. And if you want to talk, just speak up. So the phone lines are unmuted again. And so if you want to speak up, if you want to share, speak up now. Who wants to share about your experience in that meditation? Don't be shy. Okay, here. Last chance. Okay, we're going to go on and come back to sharing in a few minutes. So with my inner vision, I see that it's Uriel, the angel of ministration, who is guiding us today. And in fact, Uriel has been with me the last few days helping me to prepare for you. And it's Uriel who has prepared the special energy for this experience today. So Uriel is the angel of ministration. Ministration is kind of an old-fashioned word that means that we minister to the needs of others. And that means that we simply care for others. We care about others. And that's what it means to be an angel on call. It means that you're ready, willing, and able to care for others. It means that you're feeling that calling deep in your soul to be of service, to give, to share, to love. I want to start today by talking about what it means to be an angel on call with a simple story that happened in my life. And from that, we're going to talk about the responsibilities and benedictions of being an angel on call. So let's start with this little story. Over the years, I have had so many experiences with angels, I couldn't even tell you what they all are. Sometimes they're simple, and sometimes they are monumental, earth-moving, mountain-moving experiences. But I wanted to describe one of the simple little ones to give you an idea of what it's like in daily life and the benedictions and the pleasures of being alert and following your inner guidance in life. So I used to live in Santa Cruz, and I was just down the street from a little market, and I was so close, it was literally just at the end of the block. I was so close that I would go there almost every day. And plus, I had a tiny little house that I lived in, and I had a tiny little refrigerator, so I couldn't actually do big shoppings. So as I was shopping at this little market every day, the employees started to get familiar. You know, I'd recognize them by the face. They'd recognize me. We'd smile and wave at each other. One day I was standing in line at the checkout, and as I got up to the checker, she looked a bit gloomy. You know, I'd seen her many times before. We'd smiled before. She looked a bit gloomy, and as I was paying, I felt compelled to give her an angel blessings card. Now, as the author, I happen to have lots of extra loose angel blessings cards. I usually carry some in my purse, and every now and then I feel compelled to give somebody one of those cards. Well, I took action. I felt this compelling motivation to give her a card, and I did. And as I handed her this card, she lit up. She had a smile that beamed from ear to ear. I told her I was a writer. I told her a little bit about the angel on the card. And it clearly changed her day. It made her day. After that, every time I go into her line, I still go into her line as often as I can, she remembers my name. Now, this happened a couple of years ago. So in the last few years, each time I go through her line at the checkout, we tell each other, we share a little bit more of our lives. She tells me a little bit more about her. I tell her a little bit more about me. And I learned later that at that moment when I handed her the angel card, she was going through a very difficult and painful divorce. And that card was a turning point in her life. Now she's got a new family. She's got a new baby who's walking. And as I've watched her transform, it's been as if I've watched a very precious flower open and blossom and begin to emit a fragrance of such sweetness. That's what it's like to be able to share these gifts, where in the moment we feel, oh, I should do this right now. And we do. What happens is so remarkable. Often I feel compelled to call somebody or send an email or reach out to someone. Often at the time, I don't know why, but if I trust and just take the action, the most amazing miracles result. And that's what it means to be an angel on call. So I mentioned the responsibilities and benedictions of being an angel on call. Well, what does that mean? Once again, it just simply means that we are ready, willing, and able to be of service. It means that we are willing to be aware of the needs of others. And it means that we are open to receive inner guidance from the angels, from spirit, from our soul guides, and from God. It means that we are able to respond based on the inner guidance and the inner awareness that we have. And it means going beyond being able to respond, we are willing to act. So I never would have gotten to know Beth in the grocery store if when I got that impulse to give her the angel card, if I hadn't followed through and done it. That then, who knows, we might never have entered into this sweet little relationship that we have. I don't talk to anybody else in the store like I do with Beth, and I've never felt called to reach out to anyone in the store like I did with Beth. So it means as we become aware of others, again, we're open and observant, and we just do things. Like, as an example, if you're out and you're walking and you see some trash, you pick it up, taking care of your Mother Earth. It means that we commit random acts of kindness and senseless beauty. I love that one. It means that if you know a neighbor's sick and they're alone, maybe you take them a bowl of soup. Or you just come in and check and say, can I wash your dishes or do a load of laundry for you? Or you find some way to be helpful. It means that if you know there's a family in your neighborhood whose parent got laid off from work, maybe you take them a bag of groceries. It means that in life you find some way to be kind and compassionate. Maybe that means that you're willing to listen to others, that you have the compassion in your heart to be able to hear them share their pain with you and their challenges. And by listening with compassion, you are helping to relieve their burden and helping to lift them up into some other possibilities of life. Or it could be that as you watch the news, you pray for the situations and people that you see. That's another way to be an angel on call. It means that when you see something, you call angels in to intervene, to help. So now we're going to try again. I'm going to open up the phone line, and once again, I want to take sharing on how that meditation was for you, and how are you an angel on call? How are you being called, and how do you respond? How is it for you? So once again, I'm going to open the phone lines in a minute. If you have some other things going on in the background and you don't want to share, you can press *6 to mute yourself or use the mute feature on your phone. And if you want to share and you've muted your phone, you can press *7 to talk. So the phone lines are open now, and you can also share through the Q&A box. Marloes wants to start out, and she says, the one quality that I can always count on is, no matter what, is deeper trust that all is good. And what I'm experiencing when you mentioned the love we breathe in and take with us, I feel a big three-dimensional red shining heart surrounding us in which we are. I feel the angels mostly on my left side. Oh, thank you, Marloes. Betsy says, I fell totally asleep. Is that a bad thing? No, it's not a bad thing. It means that the angels were just simply taking you to another place of consciousness where you could receive something else happening. All is good, Betsy. And Kate says, thank you for that wonderful meditation. I felt a presence on my right shoulder before you mentioned our guardian angel would likely be there. I also felt a strong presence at my crown. Beautiful, Kate. And Linda from Wisconsin says, I felt a real warmth of love and connection in my heart. Beautiful, beautiful. And Denise says, I am being called to be a stepmother to show my stepchildren that there is a different way to have a parent-child relationship, that a woman can be a strong, kind, that a woman can be strong, kind, and generous. Beautiful, Denise. And Linda says, I have always taught my kids to bring carts into a store, and when we hear sirens, to pray for all the people. My son, who is a U.S. Marine today, used to pray that everyone in the world has food. Oh, my God, what a beautiful prayer. Yes, that everyone has something to eat, some food. And Chrissy, hello, Chrissy, welcome. She says, blessings to all of the earth angels and heavenly angels for this opportunity to gather. I had an angel blessing in regards to my divine purpose this week given to me by a friend for her angel healing certification. Uriel came through for me during that reading. During the meditation today, I drew an angel card. Two cards flew out of the deck, Uriel and Shekinah. And the card I actually chose was Nathaniel. That's the angel of fire. A Shekinah is the angel of divine unity. I also find that the card on the bottom of the deck is a message. That angel was Amarushaya. Oh, she is so sweet. All of these angels speak of the light of God within us that was one of my soul qualities, courage, light, and love. Interesting in reading about Amarushaya, the suggestion about a candle lit for each of the four elements. I realized this week that I am an earth sign, my fiancé is an air sign, my son is an earth sign, and my fiancé's daughter is a water sign. All four elements are present in my home. How special is that? Beautiful, Chrissy. So is there anyone on the phone who would like to speak up and share now? Anyone on the phone who'd like to share? How are you being called, and how was that meditation for you?
I don't feel that happening.
Okay, our callers are quiet today. So as we explore what it means to be an angel on call, there's some other important information that will be helpful for you to have. There are new gateways of energy that are opening for us, and these are big infusions of energy that are coming into our, that are coming into Earth. They're coming into our energy bodies. And I want to tell you a little bit about them because it helps us to understand what's happening, and it helps us know how to use this energy and respond with it. So the first one I'm going to mention happened in April of 2010. And the heavenly host came in with more power and presence than they ever have before. Most of us who are alert and awake felt a tremendous cycling up. And in fact, this energy is probably what has opened you up to feel that you are being called in some way. Then last year, at Easter time, Satya Sai Baba made his conscious departure from his birthday, or from his body, on Easter, opening up another gateway. And as the embodiment of the power of one, Sai Baba brought in the ability of one solitary light in each of our hearts that we have, that each, let me say that again, brought in the ability of the one solitary light in each of our hearts, giving us, each one of us, the ability to touch and move and transform the entire world. So one of us, each one of us, has the ability for amazing, miraculous effect or transformation here in the world. This year, we are approaching another huge opening that's going to happen in December. And we can already feel that this accelerated energy that's coming in. So what does all this mean in our lives? It means, first of all, that time is flying by faster than we have ever experienced it. Like, can you believe it's already almost June? This year is already almost halfway past, and it seemed like it has flown past. Another symptom is that our life experiences and what's happening in the world are being intensified many times over. So if you look in the news, if you look at politics, if you look at what's happening in many countries around the world, if you look at what's happening with our monetary system and the financial systems around the world, so much is crumbling. And the old ways are crumbling to allow the new ways to be birthed. This means that God is coming to get us, that our souls are being called into service, that we are being called into the new ways. We are being pulled out of the old ways, and we are being asked to stand up strong in the ways of love. We are being asked to let go of pettiness and judgment. We are being asked to heal at very deep levels. We are being called together in groups so that we can experience oneness, so that we can be nourished and fed by this oneness, so that truth can be revealed through these experiences of oneness. This also means that this increase of spiritual energy can be agitating our nervous system. Spiritual energy radiates to us and enters our body through our nervous system. Higher levels of spiritual energy, when we're used to, can seem foreign to our nervous system and like an attack. So if you aren't tuned in and understand that the energy has increased, this increased energy alone can cause feelings of anxiety and fear, and it can cause you to lash out in life in ways that aren't necessarily good. It can also make you feel tired or sick with flu or cold-like symptoms. If you know that your symptoms are from increased energy, you can use the energy and the symptoms to grow, to heal, to forgive, to discover. Very rapid spiritual movement can happen now We can accomplish in a day what took a lifetime not too long ago. And the fact that you're attracted to the Angel on Call series here is a symptom that you are in fact connected to this energy, that you are strongly being called. It's actually pretty simple to use it. All you have to do is to become aware of its presence, to remember, oh, there's more spiritual energy now that's coming in. It's more than I've been used to. I can simply call on it and use it. It's also important that you rest and take better care of your physical body to accommodate this expansion of energy. And I want to tell a little story that will help you understand better, that will help you get a visual picture of what's happening. Close your eyes for a minute and take a few breaths and imagine a little stream trickling down a hill. Now, this little stream has etched out this delicate little pathway through the soil coming down the hillside. And it's really lovely. There are plants growing in around the edge. There are some rocks and boulders. It's very sweet. Well, this is like our nervous system. Our nervous system is used to receiving a little trickle of divine love or spiritual energy. And for the most part, we don't even know it's there because it feels normal. We're used to it. Now, imagine a flash flood in the mountains. A torrent of water sweeping down that same hillside following the path of that little stream. And there's so much water that that little etched out, delicate, sweet little path can't accommodate it all. So this new flood of water is carrying away soil and debris and rocks and plants. It's moving everything around the banks. And that's what it's like for us. It's turned this flash flood has turned this precious little stream into a torrent, into a river. And this is what it's like for us with this new spiritual energy pouring into our bodies. So just like the water streaming, carrying away the soil and the rocks and the plants and the debris around the edge of our precious little stream, this energy is coming into our bodies. And it's uprooting the gunk and carrying away the debris in our lives. It can make us feel angry. It can make us feel sad or alone or frustrated. It can increase our sense of loss. It can reveal to us the parts of our life that are out of balance, that we need to change. Whatever you're experiencing, this spiritual energy is working to clear out this debris so you can discover more about who you truly are, so you can make good decisions in your life, so that you can make powerful changes in your life. In many of the surveys, many of you shared with me that you were in the midst of some really difficult challenges. Some of you are in abusive situations with abusive spouses. Some of you are in difficult working situations. Some of you are single moms who are having a really difficult time supporting your children. And this energy is bringing to your awareness through the circumstances in life everything that's out of balance. Now, we haven't been taught to regard this awareness as good. It usually seems bad to us. It feels discouraging. We get depressed from it. We feel helpless. We feel hopeless. What's actually happening, though, through that depression, a number of you shared with me that you're feeling depression, is the depression, the loneliness, the situations in your life are trying to give you the energy and courage that you need to make difficult decisions, to get yourself out of bad situations in life and to have the courage and the fortitude and the strength to create good situations both for you and your children. The last time I was in a difficult situation, which wasn't too long ago, it was maybe 2 years ago, I found a quote in the Course in Miracles that was really helpful to me, and it goes like this. Every situation properly perceived becomes an opportunity to heal. Those who are healed become instruments of healing. The way I used this was I wrote it on an index card and I carried it around with me. Once again, it says, this is actually two different places in A Course in Miracles. Every situation properly perceived becomes an opportunity to heal. And the second one is, those who are healed become instruments of healing. So I wrote that on an index card and I carried it around with me. And each time I didn't like what was happening in my life, each time I got confronted by something that was painful or difficult or challenging, each time I didn't like how I was feeling responding to it, I would read this quote, each situation properly perceived becomes an opportunity to heal. And I would pray, how can I gain awareness through this? What's it trying to tell me? How can I perceive it differently? What actions do I need the courage to take in my life to change? And as I did, I made better choices for myself. The situations improved. I got myself in better living situations. I healed the problems with money, with finance. I healed my sick body. And it's all from finding a different perspective on the challenges that we're facing in life. So this influx of energy that's higher than we're used to is stirring up stuff that was already in you. It's nothing new. This was already in you. This is deep, old stuff. It's providing an opportunity for you to let it go and be healed. And as you heal, you become an instrument of healing for others. You become the angel on call. As we are healed, our perceptions open. We know things. We see things. We hear the inner voice and respond. We may not always understand what we're getting, but we trust and we can act anyway. And when we do, miracles happen. We are the angel on call. Somebody mentioned in the survey having at night having a visitation and being afraid by the presence that came. If that happens for you and you're afraid, the best thing is to simply invoke God's pure love and relax and breathe. And thankfully, this is what the person did who reported this experience. As you open, you may start to see your spirit guides. You may start to see the angels. And they're not always the sweet little cherubs that we imagine that they might be. Sometimes they show themselves to us as powerful beings that can be a little frightening. That's why in the Bible stories, when the angel often appears to the person is cowering in fear, and the angel has to say, "Don't be afraid. God sent me. I'm here to help you." So if you're one of those people who's having night visitations, you can always that are frightening you, you can always call on God for protection, or you can call on Archangel Michael for protection, and trust that what you're receiving is coming to help. You can always ask, "Who are you?" And you can always tell them to go away. "Who are you? Why are you here?" And they'll tell you. And you can always say, "I don't want you, go away." Or you can say, "Thank you for stay. Thank you, please stay." Or you can say, "God, who is this? Please tell me. I don't know. I want God's pure love to protect me." Or you can call on Archangel Michael to bring his tube of light to protect you. Some of you are having interesting dreams. Pay attention to those dreams. Some of you are experiencing angels in your dreams. When you get up in the morning, write down your dream and walk through it again so that you can harvest the bits of guidance and brilliance and love and healing that it's bringing. Some of you are telling me that you're waking up in the night afraid. Again, this is because there's more energy coming into your body at night then your nervous system is used to accommodating, and it's just triggering feelings of alarm. Once again, you can just breathe and relax, call upon God's love to protect you, and know that what you are receiving is a benediction. It's come to help you. And you can use that energy. You can pray with that energy. You can call for physical healing, for emotional healing, for financial healing. You can call on that energy to solve problems in your life, to find jobs or work for yourself or your spouses or others, to send healing to others in your family, to respond to situations in life that are challenging. And for some of you, life falls apart. You're having difficult situations in life. Some of you are becoming aware of situations in your life where you're being abused or you're in abusive relationships or living situations. And you're coming close to the point that you will no longer tolerate that abuse. You are gaining the courage and the emotional conviction and the fortitude and the plan, the guidance, to be able to leave those situations and come into a healthier life for yourself and for your children. Some of you are facing lifelong poverty consciousness that is begging and demanding that it be healed. All of these are symptoms that you are being called to become an angel on call. All of these are symptoms that your angels and your soul are calling you into deep and profound healing. All of these situations, even though they're painful and difficult, are benedictions. Everything is leading to increased experiences of compassion, greater love, profound forgiveness and healing. And the result of that is increased intuitive knowing, an increased connection with God, and deeper experiences of peace. So use this energy. Ask for help for others and yourself. Oh, some others have shared with me that they didn't know that it was okay to ask for help for yourself, to pray to the angels for help to yourself. Yes, you can do that. You can ask for help for yourself and be open to receive it. Receiving is such a key here. So use this energy. When you're having difficult feelings, like I'm going through another round of difficult feelings. I'm going through another round of self-judgment and discouragement right now. And I'm not letting those feelings take me down, or those thoughts take me down the drain. First of all, there's a part of me that simply doesn't believe that they're true anymore. And it's the same for you. If you're dealing with thoughts and feelings of unworthiness and self-judgment, there's a part of you that just doesn't believe it anymore. It's not true. This is one of your soul qualities that knows that there is an amazing being within you. And when we have those thoughts of discouragement and self-judgment, they are simply trying to point out a place in us that's old, that is begging to be healed. So turn those feelings, your needs, your desires into prayer. And with sincerity, from the deepest place in your soul, simply ask for what you need. Ask for what you want. Use the energy in your emotions to call forth healing. Use the energy in frustration, in longing, in sadness, in anger, in fear, in resentment, in bitterness, in agitation. Those are all resources of energy that you can use. You can turn that energy from what it was into a powerful prayer of desire, and then open for answers to come. Open for the angels to respond. Some of you have been calling on angels. You can pull an angel card, and don't stop with the card. invite the angel to come into you, bringing the power and the presence and the energy to help you solve the problem. So as an example, Chrissy chose Nathaniel, the angel of fire. When we are in an inner battle with thoughts and feelings of discouragement and doubt and depression and fear, we can call on Nathaniel, the angel of fire, to burn all of that old negativity out of us and to burn the fire of truth on the altar of our heart, to burn the fire of love on the altar of our heart, the fire that consumes all of that old bitterness and despair and draws us into a deep connection with truth. We can call on Shekinah, the angel of unity, and go beyond just the card to call forth a visceral experience of unity, of oneness, with the angel, with God, with the Holy Spirit, with love, with joy, with courage, with fortitude, with whatever it is you need. So as each situation comes up in life, you can just remember that quote from A Course in Miracles, every situation properly perceived becomes an opportunity to heal. And you can take the energy in those feelings and beg. You can beg, please help me to see from a proper perspective. Help me to see from the perspective that can guide me to healing. I want to heal. I am grateful that this situation is leading me to deep and profound healing. I am ready and willing and able to let go of all past baggage and feelings and experiences and beliefs and misconceptions that I've had that's kept me stuck in this cycle of poverty, of illness, of abuse, of sadness, of despair, of grief, of depression, of whatever it is, of loneliness. I am ready to use the energy in that feeling to find a new perspective, to experience the presence of love that is already here. And once and as I am healed, I am willing to become an instrument of healing for others. Spirit has designed it in a really brilliant way that as we are healed, we automatically know how to help others heal who have a similar situation. It's really beautiful. We just know what to do. We're going to go into another meditation in a minute, but before we do that, there's some more sharing from the Q&A. Anne from Cherney says, I'm not sure at which side my guardian angel was or is, but I felt some energy movements in front of my heart, like a clearing or a healing. Beautiful, Anne. You want to trust your personal experience because what's happening for you may be different from what I describe. I describe my experience to help you tune into one possibility. And as you do that, it helps you to tune into what's actually happening for you. So, Anne, that was wonderful discernment that there was some energy movement happening in the front of your heart. And trust that it was a clearing and a healing. Somebody is saying your callers are trying to speak to you. I keep hearing a man or a woman start to speak and then stop. That's actually just been background noise. Chrissy says, I meant to say that I am a fire sign, not an earth sign. That is why Nathaniel is so important in this message. Beautiful, Chrissy. And Laura from British Columbia in Canada says, I woke up today depressed and unwanting to get out of bed, but insured to be here for today's call. Many thanks for putting this on. I am feeling loved by the angels, but still not quite myself. I chose an angel card, Grace. Could you tell me more about what this means? So Grace, great, thank you, Laura. Grace is one of my favorite angels. Grace, the presence of grace, lifts us into experiences of truth, of love, experiences with the divine. So grace makes that bridge from wherever it is we're experiencing now into deep and profound experiences of the divine. So we will bring grace into the meditation with us that we're going to have in just a minute. And Denise says she's stripping away. Have courage, Denise. Keep going. Breathe and keep going. And somebody says, how do I heal my almost constant physical pain? And my bowel system has not worked since having a near-death illness 8 years ago, which causes me much weakness. So from two perspectives, you need to approach that from two perspectives. You're still not eating what your body is asking for. I've been through this myself. And as you find what your body is asking for, which may be way different than what you think it might be, your body will be able to heal. Bowel problems indicate that the food is not the right thing. And the constant pain is just simply the toxicity that's building up from that. You can begin to pray and ask for guidance. And if you will send me an email, I'll share some information with you that I don't want to talk about on this call, whoever you are. So just send me an email. Tell me it was you, and I'll send you some additional information. And Marlies in Norge says that, speaking of streams, this is what's coming in my dreams repeatedly. Flood streams. While you were mentioning that, I felt a kind of an overwhelmed anxious. The card that fell out of the deck was 43 Stamera and Forgiveness. This is the third time in 2 weeks Stamera pops out. This time I thought about what I can do to touch the life of others in a beautiful way. In a way, I'm already walking this path. Now I get a deeper understanding of forgiveness. I am so grateful for this gift. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful, Marlies. And Anne says, thank you. Thank you, Anne. Where is Cerny or Cherny? Anyway, let's go on with our meditation. We're going to meditate to another song by Karen Drucker. I love her songs. And this one is, I Am Loved. So as you hear the words to this song, let yourself have this experience of being loved, because you are loved beyond imagining. If doubt or fear or anxiety or worry or anything comes up, just bring yourself back to being loved. And let the angel of grace transport you into this state of divine love.
You are seen, you are heard, you are loved for who you are. You are enough, you are complete, you
love. You are love.
Can you feel that part of you that is ready, willing, and able to say yes to your calling? This is a good time to ask for what you need in your prayer. And if you have angel cards, this is a great time to pull an angel card to help guide you with your soul calling. How are you being called? What part of your life is giving you the hint? What circumstances or feelings or thoughts or needs are you having? You can ask for help and open to receive. Pull this energy into your physical body. Pull this energy of love, of peace, of joy, of calm, whatever it is, pull this energy into your physical body. Ask your angels to infuse you with the qualities of energy that they are bringing to help you resolve situations in your life. To help you recognize how you are being called. In this deep state of connection, I know it's difficult, but breathe into your body and just gently open your eyes, bringing this presence into your life. In a few minutes, I'm going to open up again to share, for you to share about how you're being called. How are the angels calling you? What is your soul calling? So you can either speak over the telephone or you can share through the Ask a Question box. While you're thinking about what you're sharing and typing in your messages, I want to tell you a little bit more about perceptions. So as you say yes, as you heal, as you respond to the inner calling, your inner perceptions will open more and more. It is an amazing experience. You will simply know things that there's no other way that you could know. You are tapped into the source, and through that, your divine consciousness awakes, your divine intelligence awakes, and you will simply know things. Your thoughts will connect more and more with divine intelligence rather than with judgment and the bickering that happens in the lower mind. This will allow you to think clearly and make better decisions for your life. You'll be able to solve problems more efficiently. And the way to solve every problem is to go deeper and deeper within, to pray about it, to meditate about it, to listen for divine guidance. As your inner perceptions open, you will be able to feel people. You will be able to feel their emotional content, their thoughts, and their souls. You will experience a more personal, energetic connection with the angels, with God, with the Holy Spirit, and with yourself. You will establish a deeper self-knowledge and a deeper self-awareness that is very sweet to have. As your perceptions open, you will be able to hear inner guidance. You'll trust the part of you speaking, or God, or the angels. And that inner guidance may come in any number of ways. It may come as knowing. You may hear a voice speaking to you. It may be like an inner voice, like your mind talking to you. You may see visions that clue you in. You may just have a knowing or a sense. But you will be able to have a clearer perception of that inner guidance directing your life. Your prayers are heard and answered instantly as your inner perceptions open. You learn how to pray in a way that God and the angels can hear you and respond. And more importantly, you learn how to receive and recognize the responses that are coming in life. And even beyond that, to use them. Spirit is very efficient. And when we're begging for help and Spirit sends the help and we don't take it, the door closes. But when we ask for help and the help comes and we take it, when we use it, when we are grateful for it, the flow increases and miracles can happen. And as your inner perceptions open, you may see inner visions, kind of like pictures or movies, or almost like a memory, but not. These inner senses are very subtle, and it takes focus and willingness and alertness to recognize these fledgling inner perceptions as they're just beginning, to honor them, to witness them, to say yes, to follow the inner guidance, to use discernment about what's real and what might not be real, which is another important step. And as you do, your discernment clarifies and the energy builds. It's a very sweet way to live, connected with the divine as an angel on call, saying yes, being ready, willing, and able to respond to the needs and the requests of the moment. It's very sweet. The more connected we get, the more open we are to receive this inner flow of guidance. And we often receive the guidance and the resources before we know why we need them. So it's important to begin the practice of receiving everything with gratitude. Write about it, make a note about it. And if it's not immediately obvious what you're supposed to do with it, it could be that it's developing over time. And you'll want to keep the notes about the different projects that may want to develop within you over time. So I want to open to some more sharing now. I'm going to open the phone lines in just a minute. But this is your opportunity to share about how are you being called? How does it work for you? What's this relationship like for you? What do you know about your soul calling? And I'm going to open the phone lines right now. So the phone lines are open. If you want to speak, just speak up. And if you don't want to be heard, you can press *6 on your dial or your mute phone to quiet the background.
Kimberly,
so
can you hear
up.
Me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, I just wanted to say how much I appreciate this call because it's definitely clearing a lot of stuff, and I feel so much more just awake and aware, and I'm definitely part of the angels on call here. My angels have said to me that I'm part of the wings of comfort that are here, and what I do is like what you were saying, I just let my angels and spirit just guide me, and I just say, who's next,
okay.
What's next, and I just love it.
Oh, beautiful. Who's this speaking?
This is Marianne.
Oh, thank you, Marianne. I love that, wings of comfort.
Yeah, that's what they sent to me. They did a, and then the message I got just yesterday was, stop preparing, don't procrastinate, you're ready. We're here with you, just let us, you know, just take a breath and just go. So that's what
yes.
I'm doing.
Yes.
And also, you have that angel reader thing that you're a part of also, and my angels really were going, you need to get a hold of her.
Wonderful, wonderful, Marianne. So get a hold
yes.
of me. Say yes and
okay.
do it.
It's so strong. It's just so strong, and it's the sweetest way. Because what I always do to get me through different things is I know in the past where I've been so scared and I go, wow, you know what? It's always, they've always had my back. And that's what's been getting me through some of these times that's been so, so challenging. That I know that, you know, I'm always taken care of. And I just remember and open up more and more to just receive. And I stopped saying that I'm not enough. I have said from this point on, okay, I get it. I am enough, and I'm ready. And that's been a huge shift in my field.
Oh, beautiful, Marianne.
So easy to meet people. Wherever I go, it just seems like they come my way. And it's just the most amazing way to live. And so I know that this is who I am.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for sharing that. Isn't it amazing to live a guided life?
Oh, gosh. It's magical. And see, that's what they also said. They said, return to the magic of who you are. You know, bring it in, speak it. And everything that, you know, I just put out there, what I do is I go, okay, angels, okay, I want to have something like this to come into my life. And they'll bring it back, and I'll go, okay, that's good, but I like it to be a better cost. You know, if you really want me to do this, you got to get a better deal. And they'll bring it back. And, like, I took a class for angel communication specialist, and they brought it down to $33 a month payments, and I did it. And I did it with just $100 in my account, and I just said, it's time to have faith. Let's do this.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's the most amazing time to be on the planet. There really is. And the other thing that I'm finding out is, were to face our shadow, because it's really just repressed brilliance that's there. And that's what I've stopped doing. I've stopped just saying, I love the light. I've started to say, thank you for the shadow, because I know it's also helped me to be who I am.
Oh, I love that, that the shadow is repressed brilliance, helping you to be who you are. That's beautiful.
So that's who I am, and that's why I'm here. And I just, what I say with my magnet, I have a magnet that I run over my body, and it says, say yes to life. And so the times that comes up that says, you can't do this, I start taking that magnet, and I run it down my body and say, okay, those places that are scared, it's okay. We're saying yes to life. Fully.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, so I just wanted to say thank you to everyone because, boy, it definitely helped me shift. I feel so much more alive and aware now. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Beautifully said, Marianne. Who else wants to speak up and share? Judith from Amsterdam says, thank you, Kimberly, for this beautiful course. I pulled the angel card expectancy as my calling. I'm not sure what this means. I'm not sure either, Judith. You're going to have to pray about that and dive more into expectancy and see. Expectancy is a funny quality. It can work two ways. We can have expectancy when we feel something approaching that is really wonderful. And we can also have a kind of expectancy that we can make up preconceived ideas about something that we're expecting, and then the actual experience falls short of that. So expectancy can be a double-edged sword. We want to have mindfulness about that. Beautiful, Judith. And Tana in Los Angeles says, I've been having some dark days in the past week or so. Yesterday, right in my path, was a heart-shaped rose quartz stone. I do love that stone, and I wanted to share this with you. Any comments or interpretations? What a beautiful experience. You know, often our guardian angels and our angel team will bring to us some little reminder, some treasure in a moment of need to help us know that we are connected, that we are loved, we are guided. And that's what it sounds like you were getting, Tana, that you are getting a physical, tangible reminder that you are not alone. You are loved. And all is well, even though it may be difficult. Linda from Wisconsin says, I have a knowing and love this deep stuff and being drawn to help others, but know I want to do more than life coaching. I love God and told him I would work for him. He helped me through adversity as a divorced single mom of three. Beautiful, Linda, beautiful. Life coaching is wonderful, and you can bring into your life coaching more, like you were just saying, you can bring in spiritual components. And we're going to talk more about counseling in a few minutes. Chrissy says, I am being called to be a beacon of light for all that I came into contact with, for all that I come into contact with, and to show them that they too are a spark of God's divine light and love. When more people realize their divinity, there will be a tipping point reached where heaven on earth is possible. This is my purpose and my soul's true calling. Beautiful, beautiful, Chrissy. Anne Marie in Boston says, happy Memorial Day, thank you. I am enjoying your program today. However, I missed last week's program and had difficulty downloading the previous calls. Please advise me. I'm interested in continuing the classes to receive angel certification. Have you decided on what day you will be conducting the class? I've recently enrolled in college and have classes on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Much love and gratitude, Anne Marie. Oh, beautiful Anne Marie. What good questions. We're actually going to get to those questions shortly. And I want to tell you just a little bit here, and then I'll come back and answer those questions more fully. But as luck would have it, class is going to be on Thursday. And Anne says, I wish I knew what my calling is, but I don't. I've been told twice from two persons independently that I am an ascension artist with sculptures and digital art, but I don't seem to be able to break through. Oh, Cerny is in France, just outside of Paris. Oh, beautiful, Anne, beautiful. And Denise says, the card I picked was Mirror Relationships. Right now my challenge is with my stepdaughter and her defiance and her hurtful ways projected toward my daughters and myself. I'm trying so hard to send her love, but my human side takes over at times and my irritation with the situation kicks in. I need so much help with this issue. Oh, Denise, blending families can be a difficult situation, and love is always the answer. And sometimes it means some pretty tough love. Sometimes it means drawing boundaries. And if she is acting out badly, you may need to make some tough boundaries in establishing love for her. So back to the phone lines. Anyone else on the phone want to share about how you are being called or what you're feeling? What you're experiencing? Oh, some more messages have come in. Nancy from Chapel Hill says, I am called to heal a 12-year cycle of poverty and loss. It is hard to stay positive. My energy cycles from hope to utter fear. I am weary of this cycle and really want it healed now. So these are all symptoms, Nancy, that you are in a powerful healing cycle. And we do just get so sick of this stuff at the end of it. These cycles of poverty and loss are, they take a lot more work to get through than we want to think. They keep coming back and back. And if you can just keep coming back to the, every time you find yourself in fear, every time you find yourself depressed, find that other voice within yourself. Find that quality of soul that we started out the call with today. What is that one quality that you can always call on no matter what? And use that to pull you out of the fear and back in to determination, to courage. Use that weariness. Use that determination that you really want this healed now. Call on your angels and miracles can happen, Nancy. Miracles can happen. I just want to encourage you so much. I want to hold you to love and give you so much encouragement. Carol from the UK says, Ashton Underlin, that sounds so beautiful, says, I felt the love tonight and actually saw faint angels, probably in my imagination, but lovely anyway, whilst you spoke. So here you are judging what you saw. That's a way that we cut ourselves off from this sweet connection. Carol, you saw faint angels. Don't let some other part of yourself dismiss it as imagination. You saw those beautiful faint angels. So be encouraged by that. Let that part of yourself grow. And when that other part of you says, oh, it's just your imagination, it's not true, shoo it away as if it's a fly and say, oh, please come back. I believe you. I want to see you more. Beautiful, Carol. And Marlise says about soul purpose. Her soul purpose is about being connected, being a channel without noise. What a beautiful description. Through which creative information flows and wisdom can be catched and shared, being a catalyst. Oh, beautiful, beautiful, Marlise. Chrissy says, I was listening to an interview with Neil Donald Walsh, the author of Conversations with God, the other day, And a statement that he made resonated with me in alignment with what Marianne just said. Feel the fear and do it anyway. Yes, you know, we are all afraid. The fear doesn't go away. We just learn how to steer it and use it. Marie says, I've been trying to speak something up with the telephone, but thank you to the caller with bowel ailments. I too want some time to eat differently, but I can't. Most importantly, I had an experience of forgiveness this morning. I held thoughts against my brother for years, beknownst to me, but it was quite deep from me. Also, I want to fall asleep when you start the meditation. How to unmute the phone. Beautiful, Marie. And Nancy says, thank you. Thank you. Okay, beautiful. Anyone else want to share before we do our last little part here?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Kimberly, can you hear me now?
Yes, is this Marie?
It is Marie. For some reason, something was going on with the phone. I couldn't speak, but thank you. I tried to type in. Anyhow, thank you for having the forum, and thank you to the young lady that spoke about, you know, something with her stomach, because I've noticed in the last 4 years is that I want to eat something differently, and I go the opposite way. So that's good. But what I was saying is that I had an older brother. I had a twin who passed on shortly after we were born, but I had an older brother, and I have two younger sisters, and my mother always did everything for him. I mean, she didn't neglect us, but, for instance, he wanted to play an instrument, I did, and she said, no, he can do this, but you can't. And so that went on, and it just dawned on me that I've held angry thoughts to what my brother has passed on. He was murdered back in 1983. But I've held such angry thoughts, and I have been stubborn about doing things, you know, deep within myself. And this morning, I did a forgiveness exercise, and I just cried, and I just looked like my whole, the rest of the day, well, what's left of it now, it's like it's been so different. And then with you having the conference now. And as I said, usually when you start that meditation, it's almost as if it's hypnotic. I want to go to sleep. But I just thought that that releasing that what I held against my brother was very significant for me. So maybe now the more clarification will come into my life so that I can understand and, you know, step forward and utilize the gifts that are within me to be a support for the universe, for Father God. So I just want to thank you for that, and thank you for everyone that's being present here now.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful, Marie. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Mm-hmm.
As we heal, these layers and layers and layers reveal themselves that are literally begging for healing and forgiveness. We all have deep resentment and anger and bitterness and stubbornness that when it comes up, if we can be grateful for it and let it heal, miracles happen. So, Marie, it's time for miracles to happen for you. You are ready.
Yeah. Believe me, I'm ready for quite a number of miracles. But I'm very pleased that I was able to look at that regarding my brother and heal my relationship with him, even though he has passed on, as I said. But to have it mostly for me, because I see now how it has held me back from doing so many things in my life.
Yes.
Yeah.
What a powerful realization.
Yeah. Yeah. Praise be to God for that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Marie.
Mm. You're welcome.
That brings us back now to Archangel Uriel. We started our program with Archangel Uriel, the angel of ministration. And so as we come to the end of our call, I have some questions for you. How can you be a much greater angel on call? How can you connect with angels at a much deeper level than what we can do here in one day? How can you open your inner senses to receive the guidance that is available and trying to reach you? How can you step into the higher energy that's coming in and use it and harness it? How can you heal and become an instrument of healing? There are many different ways to do this, and the way I'm going to talk to you about today is the angel ministry, because, you know, of course, that's my way. The angel ministry ordination program is starting in just a week and a half. It starts Thursday, June 7th, with the Professional Angel Reader Certification course. This is the first part of a full 9-month course that will take you on an extraordinary journey into your soul, into profound healing, and into direct presence of God, so that not only can you experience that direct presence of God for yourself, to heal and benefit yourself, but as you learn to get yourself there, you will know how to pull others into this direct connection of God with you. It is such an amazing experience. God sends angels to care for us. Angel means messenger. So God sends these beautiful, powerful messengers to care for us during all of the phases of our lives, both happy times and times that are difficult. The angels come to help carry us into a deeper state of connection through both happiness and joy and challenge. Sometimes that feels heavy. Sometimes it feels light and happy and powerful. Sometimes it's blissful, peaceful, loving, calm. It can be an infinite number of ways that we experience this profound connection. So the angel ministry is so near and dear to my heart. It is such a precious gift that is given to me by the angels directly. The seraphim are guiding this program. And this year, the seraphim asked me to break it into these three parts. So I wanted to tell you a little bit more about the three parts. The first part is the 12-week professional angel reader certification that starts June 7th. You become a bridge to spirit as you learn to take card reading to a much deeper connection with the angels. We go way beyond cards as you learn how to receive and direct infusions of angel energy and guidance. This professional level course was designed mostly for people who have taken other reader training and angel trainings and have had some experience. The business planning components help you take your current reader or healing practice to the next level. And it's also designed so that if you are new and feeling strongly called, you are still getting all of the basics, you can say yes and jump in, and you will get everything you need to dive into a powerful start, fast-track angel reader practice. You'll also hear through this course interviews with some professional readers who are amazing and will give you some valuable insight and suggestions that you can apply to your practice. Not only will you enhance your angel reading and business skills, but you'll also expand your conscious connections within. As a bridge to spirit, you'll be able to take your clients to the soul level and beyond into oneness with eternal love. That's where the profound healing and lasting change come from. Some of you in your surveys said that you're able to help others, but you're not able to help yourself. This class will take you into the place where you will be able to make that contact and receive help for yourself as well as others. The brilliance here is here that you can stop at the Angel Reader Certification. You can take it by itself. It stands alone. You don't have to go on. And, in fact, you can register for it right now. There's a link on the webinar page that says Angel Reader Certification. It's over on the left side. Click on that link, and it'll take you to the place where you can sign up. There are two different payment plans. You can have one payment and pay all at once, or you can make three payments. So you can just dive right in, choose a payment plan, sign up, and here you are. You can stop here. You can decide at the end of this class if you want to go on. And the next part, if you feel called to go on, is the Angel Counselor Certification. A number of people are feeling called to counsel, and they've asked me, can I just do the counseling part? No, you need to start with the Angel Reader Certification because it lays the groundwork for the Angel Counselor course. And there are components in this Professional Angel Reader Certification that I know you haven't gotten in any other training. And so that brings us all onto the same page as we come into the Counselor Certification. You will learn things about your divine connection here that you haven't learned anywhere else. In this program, we focus on making a deep journey into the soul and into profound healing with the presence of God directly through spiritual practices. You'll learn 13 powerful spiritual practices that act as portals to direct experiences of the divine, of God, not only for you, but for your clients too. So as you learn how to access those portals to God through these spiritual practices, you'll know how to bring others with you. All profound healing, guidance, and love come from direct experiences of the presence of God. And in this class, you will really learn. You will get a strong foundation for how to get yourself into those direct experiences. The third part is the ministry ordination. And so once you've learned to connect with the angels in the first class and counsel through spiritual practices in the second class, we focus on the business of the ministry and what it means to be a minister. So we'll work on your business plan, and we'll train you how to lead and develop spiritual community. As an ordained minister, you'll be able to officiate at weddings and commitments. If you're in the U.S., this is an easy thing. Depending upon what country you live in, it may turn out to be challenging. And if that's the case, you can send bride and grooms to the courthouse for the official legal marriage, and then you can do the spiritual marriage. You'll be able to lead memorial services for loved ones who have passed on. You'll be able to bless and baptize. You'll be trained how to invoke angels for home blessings to protect, guide, love, and nurture families. You'll learn how to give communion. We'll work more on invoking angel attunements and alignments. You'll get some more practice leading events. You'll get some practice delivering inspired messages. That's called homiletics. You'll learn how to do pastoral counseling. So you'll be able to... We started with angel reading. We went to angel counseling. Now we take the next step into pastoral counseling. And you'll develop a personal angel ministry that is unique to you. No two angel ministries are alike, so you'll receive the support you need to develop your own unique angel ministry, and along the way you'll become a prayer master. So this is your opportunity to spread love, deliver guidance and support from the angels, empower others. You learn to empower others with greater knowledge. You learn to be an even better channel with no noise for the highest divine energies. You will experience a satisfaction of your soul's yearning that is so sweet. You'll help others tune into their divine guidance. You'll be a vessel of divine healing. You'll empower others to help themselves to reconnect with God and the angels. This is such a sweet life in the presence of angels. So this is one way that you can receive the tools and the training and the licensing that you need to fulfill your mission. So I have an invitation for you. Also on the webinar, on the left side, there's a link in the upper left box that says welcome, listen in, ask a question. There's another link that says application. That application was designed to ask you questions that can help you become more clear about how you are being called. So I encourage you, whether or not you think you're being called to the ministry, that doesn't matter. Download the application and ask yourself those questions. Those questions will help you get clear on what's right for you. And then if you feel called, you can send the application on to me in an email and we'll have a chat. Or you can also just directly register for that Angel Reader Certification course. The link is right there on the screen. Or you can send me an email if you have some questions, if you want to chat. Send me an email and we'll have a conversation about how you're being called, and together we'll discover what your next steps are. The students who have registered already are remarkable, and I feel honored escorting them into the embrace of the divine. If you are yearning for kindred souls to associate, they are here. If you feel the desire to take this program, say yes to your inner calling and register now. And I want to finish this up with one more song. This is again back to my favorite Karen Drucker. And this one is Blessing to the World. You are already a blessing to the world. As you listen to this song, let that part of you that knows you are this blessing come forward with strength.
You are the heart. You are the hand. You are the voice of spirit on earth. And who you are and all you to the world. You are the heart, you are the hand, you are the voice of spirit on earth, and who you are and all you do is a blessing to the world. You are the heart, you are the hand, you are the voice of spirit on earth, and who you are and all you do a blessing to the world. We are the heart, we are
A manifestation circle. So what is it that you need to call forth? And someone asked the question, will there be handouts or materials in the class? Oh my God, yes. You get extensive handouts and class guides. The class guides, some of them are extensive because they are providing the materials you need for your business plan and for your reading. So yes, you get extensive materials in the class. So I want to hear from you. Send me an email and share with me your experiences. Let me know if you're interested in registering or if you want to talk. I'm here. So until next week, when we focus on manifesting, I love you all. And bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.